28 minutes past seven. Campaigners in parts of Stockport are waiting to see whether planned cuts to train services will go ahead or not. Northern Rail wants to make big changes to timetables over the next 2 years. And while some areas of Greater Manchester will benefit, others will lose out. For example, at the moment, there are 4 trains an hour between Heaton Chapel and Manchester, and the plan is to cut that to 3 an hour. Well, BBC Radio Manchester's Matt Treuerne's been speaking to commuters at Heaton Chapel about the proposal and just how busy the trains are now.
As you see, I come on my bike now because I've given up using the train because it's just too horrible and busy.
It's really, it's that bad?
Yeah, it's just not a pleasant journey. It's only 12 minutes or so, but it's probably the most pleasant 12 minutes of your day. It's just quite a poor service, to be honest, and I've... don't want to pay and spend any more money on it if I can avoid it, and I'll drive a cycle.
I catch the 7 minutes past 8 and it's so busy. As soon as I get on here, I'm standing on, and it has been known for people not to get on at all.
So you would never get a seat here?
No, not at 8:10.
So how do you feel about the possibility, and it is only a possibility, that it could actually be a reduction in service down to 3 an hour?
That would be awful, absolutely awful. I think there'd be an uproar because it's just... this stop is so busy.
I can imagine.
It's not just Heaton Chapel affected on the Stockport line. Chris Hunt set up a Facebook page to campaign against cuts to services at Davenport and Woodsmore stations. Morning, Chris. What will be the impact on those two stations then?
Morning, hiya. Yes, so, well, currently there's about 2 trains an hour, so they're 30 minutes apart, and there might be, say, 3 to 4 in peak hours. And what the planning is, reducing the number of services across the day, and then also... there'll be unequal spacing between the services, so instead of them being 30 minutes apart, they'll be 15 and 45 minutes apart, and then fewer destinations served. So currently lots of trains go past Piccadilly to Foxwood Road, to Salford, to Bolton, whereas all are going to change it, so stop at Piccadilly. So yeah, big impact for a lot of people using the train, particularly going into Manchester, but also for people who are coming to Woodsmore and Davenport. So Woodsmore's the biggest station for Stepping Hill, which is the biggest hospital in Stockport, and a lot of schools and colleges use both stations, but particularly Davenport, so a lot of students are using them, so yeah, it's a big impact.
What do you make to Northern Rail, who say that the changes overall will mean faster journeys and more capacity?
Yeah, I mean, so they won the franchise saying that they're going to transform rail across the north, and from everything I've seen, everywhere will be either slightly worse off or marginally better off, but definitely not transformed. So I think it's a really bad show, to be honest. They need to look again at what they've got planned.
You don't think that Northern Rail has sweetened the pill by saying, you know, fully refurbished fleet, early stages of the introduction of new purpose-built carriages? Does that sweeten the pill at all?
Yeah, well, it would do. It's part of it, but I think people want options. They want sort of frequency and sort of 2 trains an hour on a key line going into Manchester, which is one of the biggest sort of city regions. It seems quite basic and not particularly good service, to be honest.
I mean, Northern Rail say they are listening. The consultation's in very early stages, nothing set in stone, and they've already responded to feedback and made some amendments. Do you want them to go further, or are you just waiting to see what they do?
Yeah, definitely. So it seems that they've tried to contain the consultation period. They didn't publicise much information. They didn't make it easy to find out information about what was going on. And it feels very much one way. The correspondence that I've seen, they've been quite dismissive on people's views, and it feels a bit like it's a bit of a plastic consultation, a bit of a done deal, and they'll be looking to impose the cuts regardless.
Are there many like you, Chris, vocal about this? How strongly do locals feel about it all?
Yeah, so when the news became more widely known, there was a Facebook group set up, so Davenport and Woodsmore Local Info. There was an on and offline petition that got 1,000 signatures in a week. So that shows that there's a lot of people that are concerned about this. And the reason why a lot of people choose to live in places like Davenport and Woodsmore, because of the train services, because of the links. So if you start taking that away, you're taking away the reasons why people want to live there in the first place. So
okay.
It's a big impact to a lot of people.
Fair point. Chris Hunt, thank you for coming on to talk to us. If you do live in Davenport and Woodsmore stations, you've got a view. If you do catch the train normally, let us know what you feel about it. 0161 228 2255.